Do you think psychological problems, any size, given that they're sizable in some way, can hinder or prevent someone from living according to objectivism, such as by undercutting the confidence that would be needed to live this way? I would say such problems can certainly hinder you, but I don't think they would prevent you. You still have enough choice as to what you do, but how easily and naturally you do it is a different question. You may have a kind of problem, for instance, a depression that, you know, makes it very difficult for you to act and gives you a tremendous sense of inertia. You may have a lot of anxiety and make it hard to, you know, disagree with people. You may have a defense mechanism of hostility, and you're immediately suspicious and antagonistic, even though you know that that's improper. In other words, your psychology, it can affect your motivation and the defense mechanisms that you've automatized, but you can know about these and you can act still in accordance with your views. To do it serenely, however, you have to deal with your psychology. And then the questioner goes on, is there a way to get around this obstacle other than solving your psychological problems? I don't know of any. At least you would have to solve your basic psychological problems, the ones that are really undercutting your motivation and your confidence. And I don't know how to do that except by dealing with them. And probably, if they're that significant, through a therapist.